Nuclear bombs, the most powerful weapons ever, were developed by the U.S. government to end one war. Fear of those weapons may contribute to starting another. No country has as much nuclear history as this one. On a National Geographic radio expedition, NPR's Alex Chadwick visited the site where the nuclear bomb was born.
There still are witnesses who saw the event.
I'm 18 years old. Remember this. I've never seen anything more than a firecracker.
Former Army Private Felix DePaula, who during World War II got assigned to a secret outpost in New Mexico.
Here it is early in the morning. I'm sound asleep. They wake me up out of a sound sleep.
It's a July day in 1945. History is about to change. Someone is handing out welder's glasses.
And all of a sudden, it went off. And the whole area completely lit up like it was daylight. Then we felt the shock wave and the heat wave, something that's 10 to 15 miles away.
It was the first test for the government's Manhattan Project to develop bombs so powerful that two of them, later that summer, killed more than 100,000 people at Hiroshima and Nagasaki and forced Japan to surrender.
Good morning. Welcome to White Sands Missile Range. We ask that you have a picture ID waiting for the officer at the gate, please.
Nearly six decades later, this desert place in central New Mexico is still secret. But twice a year, in the spring and fall, people can get in to see where the first atomic bomb went off at a site that was codenamed Trinity.
I came out here because I was just a lad when this event took place, and it changed the life of everybody, including me.
Bill Wallace, a preacher from Clovis, New Mexico.
And I've always wanted to be where history was made. It changed the whole world.
On the first Saturday of last October, we follow a narrow road through sage and cactus range that runs for miles toward a line of soft mountains in the east and the south. Then a parking area, and a path leads about a quarter of a mile on toward the mountains and a couple of acres of ground, enclosed by an 8-foot chain-link fence. That's where everyone's headed, undeterred that it's an atomic blast site. The relict radiation is so faint now, it's like what you get flying from coast to coast.
Well, this is it. Trinity site. This tall obelisk, maybe 15 feet, dark rock with a plaque on it. Trinity site here, it says. The world's first nuclear device exploded on July 16th, 1945.
The obelisk is strangely unimposing, like a highway marker for some forlorn, forgotten piece of history. The place holds power anyway. People stand quietly, trying to comprehend it.
My name's Ron. I'm from San Diego, California. And I think it was sort of appropriate that there's just a sort of a black pile of rock, and that marks the site. That's it. Kind of a somber place.
It's not something you just happen by. The nearest airport, Albuquerque, is 120 miles. So those who come here, like John Calkins, a radiation biologist from Kentucky, often know a lot about Trinity.
What is there to think about? This is where we opened the cork and uncapped the genie. And now we have to worry about it.
If you're a radiation biologist,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this must be some kind of very special place for you.
Well, I was sitting on a ship waiting to attack the Japanese home islands, and a lot of scientists, you know, are totally against radiation and everything, but when you stop and think about maybe how many Americans would have been killed in invading Japan, well, gee, maybe it wasn't so bad.
Three others with cameras stand off a ways from the obelisk, watching. They're in their 20s, young for this crowd by at least a decade. Grad students in photography. Chad Robison from the University of New Mexico.
I'm most interested in kind of gauging, you know, the human reaction and how this site, I guess it's probably never really had all too much to offer, but it was formerly this place of absolute desolation, and now you have all these people kind of flocking around the monument over there and just staring up in awe.
Nina Becker, just out of Smith College, living back home in New Mexico, and now here to photograph a place that is so extraordinary and so mundane.
This looks like, you know, every other back lot area around Santa Fe, or it's just a very common thing around here in New Mexico. And it's, what is the feeling here? What is the reason that we all come here? And how can you capture that visually? Because it's really not a visual experience. Their feelings, their intuitions, their emotions.
I ask them a couple of simple questions, and then they fall into their own discussion. Chad, Nina, and another student from the University of New Mexico, Megan Jacobs.
I think, like, by coming here, people feel like they're sharing something with others. It's like a communal memory experience.
I was telling you, I was in New York for September 11th this year, and I feel like it's really similar to that, where it's like going to the site of September 11th, seeing this hole in the ground, and expecting some significance to pop up out of it.
There's been such national attention on, you know, Bush's phrase of weapons of mass destruction, you know, and, you know, standing here in the place where the first successful test, you know, happened, you know, just really kind of makes you think about these places in terms of the magnitude that the bomb can have.
Like, for me, a lot of it is that, yeah, I just want to have experienced going to a place where this happened. I think that's a lot of why people are here, is the spiritual kind of...
It's interesting for us, because we weren't even born then.
So I know.
Like, we're trying to connect, like, through history, like, with other people.
But apart from the obelisk, there's scarcely a sign of history. Just a slight depression in the earth. For the day, public affairs officers have hung old photographs on the chain-link fence that surrounds the site. Images from Trinity, the tower that held the bomb, the moment of immolation, the burst, smaller in one image, larger in the next and the next, the light and the darkness. Have you ever been here before?
No, first time. So it's a pilgrimage.
A pilgrimage?
Yes.
A retired professor of nuclear engineering from Corvallis, Oregon, John Wrinkle.
This is where the giants of the field walked and did their initial stuff and came it all to fruition here.
The old pictures, wood-framed like family icons, weirdly incongruous on this see-through chain link, are in black and white. The landscape beyond them now is hardly more vibrant. Sun-bleached grays and browns, scattered yucca plants, their crests of spiked leaves a worn shade of green. The earth looks so dry and light, it must be getting ready to blow away.
I'm surprised at the yucca. I don't know if that was here when the test was going on. But obviously it's a pretty good spot, I guess, to set off a nuclear explosion. Not much here.
Not much. A great, almost empty space, both filled with some kind of meaning and made emptier by what happened here one morning in 1945.
The atomic age opened up.
The Reverend Bill Wallace.
As long as there's life on Earth, it'll point back to this event that changed the whole course of history. Don't you think so? Yeah. And here you are, and everybody that comes here wondering if they leave, if their shoes are going to be radioactive.
The Trinity site at New Mexico's White Sands Missile Range opens again on the first Saturday in April. You'll find pictures and more interviews at the Radio Expeditions website at npr.org. For Radio Expeditions, I'm Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society.